You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Welcome along to the Irish Racing Podcast, brought to you by William Hill. You join us on Wednesday's edition of the podcast, where we're looking ahead to jumping action at Fairy House. Their card starts at 12:30, and you'll hear every race live today from the Irish venue on William Hill's Racing Radio from 12:20 p.m. with Stephen Powell, Craig Forsyth and James Millman in the studio. Alongside Fairy House, we've also got Chepstow and Warwick over the jumps. Then into the evening, we're at Kempton Park. But joining myself, Sam Norris, on this edition of the podcast, as ever, is our Irish expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Morning, Sam. Yes, very well, thank you.
Should be testing stuff today in Fairy House for the first Irish meeting of the week.
Yeah, not only softer, heavy ground, which is obviously going to plague the runs today, but we've also got quite a bit of wind around, haven't we, which, given the direction it's going to be facing him, could make life even more tougher than it ordinary is. So, yeah, nasty day for punting today. Nasty day for the jockeys as well.
Yeah, not for the faint-hearted. I'm glad I'll be watching this in the warmth.
Absolutely, yeah.
Right, well, we'll get stuck into the action. Then we start, as I mentioned, at 12:30 with a two-mile maiden hurdle. That's the first race of the day. An Open Eagle heads affairs here at 4-5. 5-2 for Investment Success. Joshua Lane is 6-1, and it's 14-1. But those three. Open Eagle, of course, the winner of last year's November Handicap, now in the care of William Mullins, making his second start over the jumps, Andy.
Yeah, following a defeat on his hurdling debut last year over at 2.5 miles at Punchestown. It has to be said that was a slight disappointment. He didn't jump as well as expected on that occasion, but reading William Mullins' comments in his trainer file in the Racing Post a couple of weeks ago, he said the horse has strengthened up quite considerably in the last 12 months, and the fact that he obviously put him away and felt he was probably a little bit weak in that race at Punchestown, that probably could do him the world of good. We know he goes on heavy ground because he won at Doncaster, as you quite rightly pointed out, in the November Handicap. If his jumping's a little bit more professional, then obviously he's one of the classier horses in this race and should take high rank here. But a trainer going really well at the moment is Alan Fleming. He's got a hell of a lot of nice young horses, probably Marrakesh being the pick of them so far. And I quite like this Investment Success here, maybe to give the favourite a plenty to think about here in this opening race. He had the hood on for the first time on his last start at Punchestown, but he bumped into the very, very useful Some Article, who was a 20-1 winner at the time. But his subsequent wins at the Fairy House and Punchestown festivals respectively suggested that there was obviously no fluke about that run, and Alan Fleming's charge obviously bumped into one. He's a previous winner around here in a bumper, this gelding by Oscar. And as I said, with the yard going really well, there's every chance that this horse could turn over the favour, and he certainly looks a value pick anyway at 5-2.
Investment Success then for Andy in the 12:30. Race number 2 on the Fairy House card today comes up at 1 o'clock. This is 2.5 mile maiden hurdle, and the betting headed by Space Cadet, who is 6-4. It's 9-4 for Up for Review. These connections winning the race last year. 6-1 about Ice Cold Soul. Hurricane Darwin is a 10-1 chance, and it's 14s or bigger for the rest of them. This looks a pretty decent maiden, Andy.
It does, Sam, yeah. Certainly revolves around the front two in the betting. One of them, of course, has had a previous run over hurdles, which may prove obviously a big advantage. And we've got a very useful bumper horse in the shape of Up for Review. Now, William Mullins had several horses similar to Up for Review last season, the likes of Bells Hill, etc., and of course this one who ended up running in the champion bumper. None of them really hit the heights that of previous bumper winners in seasons gone by. But this one, Up for Review, he looks an out-and-out stayer, and I don't think we'll see the best of him until he does get 3 miles plus. He probably looks an Albert Bartlett horse if you were going to pigeonhole him at this early stage in his career. And this 2.5 miles on heavy ground should be ideal for this former point-to-point winner. But he is up against a horse, as I said, who's got previous experience, not only in good bumpers himself as well, but over hurdles. And that Space Cadet, who I thought ran really well on the hurdling debut down in Down Raw the other day, he was just basically outpaced by a horse who got just a little bit more tactical speed and jumped a little bit slicker on over the last two hurdles. in the shape of name escapes me, but there was no disgrace in that. They pull well clear of the rest, and it just might well be on this occasion that fitness and experience over the hurdle just swings the pendulum in the favour of Gordon Elliott's charge here. So in what looks a decent little matchup between the two, don't think there'll be a great deal between them. I certainly think they'll have this race themselves. I'll go with Space Cadet.
Space Cadet then, Frandy, in the 1:30. The next race on the card then comes up at 1:35. This is a 2.5 mile handicap hurdle. The Informer is the 5-1 favourite here. 6-1 about Ash Rowe. For Joe the Painter is 7-1. 15-2 De Benno. Mount Masada is 8-1. Nines Bar. What did you like in this one?
Yeah, I think the front two in the market are slightly vulnerable here. I was a bit disappointed with the Informer the other day. He got readily outpaced down in Navan by Red Clue. And maybe that this horse, who predominantly looks a summer jumping type, might just be finding a little bit tougher now the winter season comes in and he's up against more hardier types. Similar comments apply to Baroque Star style. I'm not absolutely convinced that he'll handle today's conditions either, which are obviously going to be very, very testing. Up to now, Hawley's best form has been on a not a decent surface, but certainly not as bad as what he's going to encounter today. So that leaves me with a couple against the field here, and they both come here off the back of good runs. For Joe the Painter would be the number one choice, following a good run over the course and distance last time out, and a very hot handicap won by Mr. Flight. We've already seen the form of that race work out really well. But the third, Steel Wave, winning at Punchestown the other day. And this horse, who led over the second last, just couldn't quite go with the front two or three in the latter stages. But to be fair, that was his first run for quite a while. And, of course, he's a previous course and distance winner, so he obviously likes the track. And the other one to mention is De Benno from the James Gray Stud, but more predominantly known for his exploits over hurdles. But he has got some decent form over hurdles as well. If you go back into the dim and distant past, his last run was in May 2013 when he was fourth behind Marshin. But he does like heavy ground as well, this horse. So that's another key factor when looking at today's runners. So two against the field here. For Joe the Painter, we were the number one choice, just slightly ahead of De Benno.
And his thoughts then ahead of the 1:35. We'll move on to the 2:10. This is a 2 mile, 7 furlong handicap hurdle where Western Appoint is your 9-4 favourite at the time of recording. 4-1 about Court Frontier. Isabella Liberty is 6-1. Same price about Kansas City Chief. Springfield Grey is 7-1. Double figure prices for the rest of them. Who gets the pick in the 2:10?
Yeah, all eyes obviously on Western Appoint here, who comes here fit and well and as a recent winner at Sligo. Stamina very much the key component to his victory that day when he beat He's Top Class, although it was more probably it was more a case of He's Top Class chucking it away. I think he went about 3 or 4 lengths clear in the running, got done at 101 and got nutted back on the post by Ewan O'Grady's charge. This horse has also got some decent form over hurdles as well, so it's not as if he's a complete utter one-trick pony, and he looks potentially quite well handicapped here. But there is another one lurking down the bottom of the weights here that might just give him plenty to think about. Now, you've got to go quite a way back here and blow the dust off the form book to find the last win for Dactic. But the key to this horse is Heavy Ground and Fairy House, obviously two combinations that he faces here today. He finished seventh on his last run, and that was his first run for quite a while, so he's entitled to need it. But there was signs of life that day from this 9-year-old, and he comes out of a race, obviously, which is working out well. Steel Wave, as I mentioned, has won out of that race already. And, of course, for Joe the Painter, runs in the previous race, if we get a chance to look how good that form is. So those are the two to concentrate on here. I see there's already been good money for Western Appoint, but not so much for Dactic, and he's around about 10-12-1 shot this morning.
Okay, a couple in that 2:10 then for Andy. 2:45 is the next race on the card. This is a 2 mile novices chase. Top of Thornton heads affairs at 7-2. 9-2 for Dame Firth. I'm All You Need is 5-1. 7-1 finish in style. Balnagon Boy is 8-1. It's 12 bar those. This looks quite competitive, Andy.
Yeah, definitely. I think this is probably the most intriguing race of the day because there's so many potential nice chases in here. You don't really know where to start. And Top of Thornton's the one that heads the market, following a fairly fortuitous victory the other day over Fences when his main market rival should have won, really, Noble Endeavour, but he dived at the last and Top of Thornton inherited the unlikely victory. You've got Dameforth, you've got I'm All You Need, and finishing style, all of these three coming here in good form. Plus, Balnagon Boy ran quite well beyond Size and John the other day, and of course that form's been advertising grade 2 company next time out. But there are a couple of really interesting runners here for me, and this race is more about pointing you these in your direction rather than smashing into them today. But I'd be quite hopeful that both Captain Hoax and Indian File make up into useful horses in this sphere throughout the remainder of the season. I suggest you keep an eye on them for this afternoon, particularly Captain Hoax, who has always looked a real big, solid grand stamp of a horse. And UK punters, of course, seen him a few times because he often comes over here. And as we saw, he gave Captain Doris a little bit of a race at Hexham. He was also impressive the time before when he beat Keys at Ayr. And Patrick Griffin's certainly no slouch when it comes to sending him over the larger obstacles as well. Indian File is the other one to mention. He hasn't run for quite a while. You've got to go back to 2014 to see his last run. But he's always looked a chase in the making as well, being by Flemingsfirth and having lots of size and scope about him. So if you just want to come out and round in this race and just have a couple of throw darts at the board, Captain Hoax at 12-1 and Indian File at the same price, respectively, would be my token choices.
OK, there's two then for Andy in the 2:45. The penultimate race on today's card from Fairy House comes at 3:15. This is Lady Riders 2 mile 5 furlong handicap chase. On the Shannon is the 5-2 market leader here. 9-2 about Rightville Boy. Tomb Dealey is 7-1. Better Be Quick is 8. Same price about Dunroad Boy. Finea is 9-1. It's 12-1. Bar those. On the Shannon was a winner last time out at Nace. Katie Walsh takes the ride today and has already been well found in the market, Andy.
Yeah, did really well to win the other day because I thought Just Get Cracking was all over the winner going down to the last in the hands of Jack Kennedy. But On the Shannon just simply outstayed him, obviously suggesting that his well-being is very much in safekeeping. Caddy Walsh has been booked and ground shouldn't be an issue for this horse who relishes soft ground. The only problem is he's not a prolific winner, or he certainly hasn't been up to now. So whether we can repeat that victory is certainly up to question. At a fairly shortish price, I'm prepared to look for something at a little bit more appetising odds. And Better Be Quick falls into that category, a horse that likes it round here. And he proved that last time out when he run really well over course and distance in quite a strongly run race. That race went the way of Father Humphrey, who got the job done quite well. But Tomb Cool Lad, the second, had come there off the back of a Galway victory. And I do like the way this Better Be Quick kept on quite well on the running, despite being never looking likely to catch the front two. He went all the way to the line, and that's not the first time that he's run well at this track. So with Rachel Blackmore booked as well, course and distance form very much assured for this horse. I'm thinking that Better Be Quick looks a value bet here each way at 8-1.
Better Be Quick then, getting the vote for Andy in the 3:15. The final race on the card today comes up at 3:45. This is 2.5 mile bumper, where Merry Knight is the 6-5 favourite. 7-2 about Liz Kroger. Small World is 9-2. Show 'em Silver 11-2. 12-1 bar those four. Merry Knight's a newcomer, but the trader's taking no chances on this Willie Mullins inmate.
Absolutely not, no, Sam. 6-5 is the top price you're going to get about this gelding by presenting. Obviously related to one or two nice horses down the line, and obviously running in the famous Florida Pearl colour. So any horse that Violet O'Leary's got in the care of Willie Mullins has obviously got to be considered to be quite useful. Also got to mention as well in his stable file as a horse to keep very much an eye on. So all things being equal, probably the most likely winner, but I don't think you'll do much damage here either way, backing Liz Kroger each way from the John Keeley camp. Round about a 9-2, 4-1 poke generally this morning. Hard to see this horse not being in the frame, considering it's had a couple of experiences already. And a good one as well last time out at Galway when finishing fourth behind Dream Baby, form of which has been advertised by the second from the Harrington stable, Billy's Hope, who won at Punchestown the other day. Kept on really well from the back of the field as well that day, went all the way to the line, so stamina shouldn't be an issue with this individual either. So despite obviously the lurking presence of a Willie Mullins trained horse in this race, I'm going to look for the each way solace with Liz Kroger.
Liz Kroger then getting the pick for Andy in the final race of the day at Fairy House. Just remind us please one more time your selections for all the races today on Wednesday afternoon.
Yeah, it could be a difficult day punting wise because the ground conditions and the wind are going to make punting and difficult for the horses in general. But I'll go with Investment Success in the first for the inform Alan Fleming. In what looks a match between Space Cadet and Up for Review, I'll go with the former in that at 1 o'clock. The 1:30, Trapiel handicaps are probably best to have two against the field. And those two would be De Benno, who loves soft ground, and more predominantly for Joe the Painter, who ran well over the course and distance last time. In the 2:10, Western Point, he's likely to be a really warm order there. But do keep an eye also on Dactic, who runs the track particularly well. In the 2:45... a really intriguing novices chase with 12 runners go to post. I'll have a couple against the field, more predominantly for further down the line as well, Captain Hoax and Indian File. In the 3:15, On the Shannon was a good winner the last day down in Navan, but he's up against a horse who ran well over the course and distance and he's available at a much bigger price, so let's go with that horse in the shape of Better Be Quick. And in the final contest, Merry Knight is likely to be all the rage here, trained by Willie Mullins, of course, but Liz Grove got a shape really well on her two starts today, and it's hard to see her not being in the first three.
Andy Holding's thoughts then ahead of an action-packed card today at Fairy House. And remember, you can hear every race from the Irish venue live on William Hill's Racing Radio from 12:20pm. We've also got Chepstow and Warwick in the afternoon, then an evening card on the all-weather at Kempton Park. It's Stephen Powell, Craig Forsyth and James Millman in the studio, so do join us for all of that. Thank you very much for joining me on the podcast this morning, Andy, and best of luck at Fairy House today.
Thanks very much, Sam.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.